had about 7 o'clock, I guess. And I did go away for the weekend, and I'll tell you all about it. But first of all, I want to tell you that I did get Alice's note, in which she told me that Rita was made vice principal, and I'm very happy about that. I think that's good for her. And I must send her a note of congratulations. I hope I'm not always too good at those things, but I'll try. So, let me see now. What else did I have to tell you? Seems like I had a lot. Well, there is some news. I have no further news concerning my orders, except these, and which is, there's no really news to tell you about it, except that one of the girls, Joanne Morton, got a phone call from her uncle, must have been last Thursday night, to say that her mother had been operated on for cancer of the breast and was in the hospital, and so she took emergency leave. That was the first thing. Last year, this girl, was this when I was going to take a couple of days leave? The same thing happened, you know, so I, of course, didn't ask for the leave. Excuse me. And, I mean, it's not her fault, you know, but she's due for rotation around March, and unfortunately, I think she feels that she has to stay at home. I don't blame her for that. I would myself. I don't know what the Bureau is going to do. She's going to go to see the Bureau this week. She should have seen them tomorrow or so. She was getting on the flight yesterday, taking her back to the States. So I don't know. As I said, I don't really know what the story is going to be. If she gets emergency orders back to the States, that leaves us without a nurse, and it means they have to send one over as soon as they can, which will be maybe in a couple of months. I don't know how much that will affect my orders because I'm a contact relief for someone else. That is to say, for this girl in Virginia, I haven't any idea who she is. Just let me play this back, see if it's all right. In fact, I should try to find out from the Bureau, or try to find out from somebody her address and all, and nobody seems to know, so I can drop her a line and tell her I have my orders. So that's the first thing. I don't know how that will affect my orders, and also, I don't know how it will affect my leave. You know, your daughter. I've paid all the money in now, you know, to the tour company and everything, so I'm certain that something will happen to cancel the tour, and I'll lose half the money. But I'm going to say, just say a lot of prayers that that doesn't happen, that I'm able to go. And also, Alice, you better say a prayer to Our Lady of Lourdes so that this isn't canceled. I mean, I really want to go to the Middle East, but besides that, I feel terrible about losing a couple of $100. So I'd appreciate it if you would mention it in your prayers to her. So that's the news that isn't exactly the shiniest. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, whether my orders will be delayed, whether I may be getting home later than I thought. But it's always something, but one of those things, there isn't much you can do about it. I rather doubt it. I would think that if they were going to delay anyone, they would delay the one who hasn't ordered yet, and that would be Pauline. And I think maybe that's what's bothering her, because she's in such a horrible mood these days. But she doesn't have, doesn't have her orders anyway, and I know how nervous she'd get waiting. Now, let's see. What did I want to tell you? Well, first of all, I went away this weekend. I was going to go to Portugal, as I mentioned before, but because of the long time that it would take to go back and forth and all, I didn't go. We decided that we'd go to Marbella, which is down in Tormelinas. In fact, Mom, you sent me an article from the newspaper on that not so long ago about the coast of Marbella and about Tormelinas and the coast of De Sol, I think is what the newspaper called it. So I had Friday off, and I went in and saw Miss Davis. It was, of course, with the upheaval in time. I thought I better mention to her that I might very well go, would possibly go away this weekend, but if she felt that for some reason I should stick around, then I wouldn't. But if everybody's sticking around, there's no point in my staying, too. So I went in and told her the story, that I had reservations down in my bay. And she said, go ahead and go, because I have Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. Of course, Mary had to teach on Friday, so she couldn't take the day off. School started for them on August 24th, the preliminaries, and then they had their first class last Monday, Monday before Labor Day. So after the first week of school, she was ready for a weekend off, believe me. And I was ready for one, too. After that week of PM that I had, and the week of night. So, I came over to the house, and Mary came over around 5 o'clock. And I drove. We took off to Gibraltar, because it's down towards Gibraltar. I don't know if you still have a map and still look at the place or not, but we took off toward Gibraltar and got down as far as this side of Algeciras and stopped off to have something to drink, like a Coca-Cola. Now, I have to tell you that because I'm sure that if it were back in the States, I'd be mortified if I did it. I can just see myself driving into a Howard Johnson's and ordering a Coca-Cola and then opening up a paper bag with a couple of sandwiches in it and sitting there eating the sandwiches. But that's exactly what we do, because in so many of these little places, you can't get anything to eat that you would eat. You wouldn't be afraid to eat, you know. So we sat there just like the foreigners, you know, with our sandwiches eating and drinking a Coke. And then we got on our way again. Actually, we made excellent time. It only took us about 4.5 hours, considering that we stopped. Now, it's only about 120 miles. Yeah, about that, 120 miles. But it's not 120 miles of highway like the highway from New York to Massachusetts. It's like the back roads that we have in Vermont or New Hampshire, someplace like that, that would be off the main highway. And of course, trucks and donkeys and people like us and use them, and you can't make very good time on the roads. And it turns and twists and all this, and mountains all the way. So you really don't make very good time. And after, I guess we got to Marbella fairly, about 9:30, I think. But anyhow, we drove along, and it got to be dark around San Roque, which is the other side of Algeciras. When you get to Algeciras, if you want to go on to Gibraltar, you go down to a place called Alinea, and then to Gibraltar. But if you want to go, if you just go straight, you stay on the coast of Malaga. And the strangest thing was, and it never occurred to me until the other night when I was riding it, that when we were sailing back out of the Med, of course, we sail very close to these, to this particular coast, because I remember seeing the mountains, and as I saw them the other night, it reminded me of it. I just couldn't help but think of sailing. Of course, when we were sailing, we could also see Tangier or the Atlas Mountains in north of Morocco, but we couldn't see them this particular time. We did all we did as well as we could to see the mountains of Malaga. But the mountains are sort of a purplish brown, something like the mountains in San Francisco, I think, and very striking. I mean, you're aware of them. And it got to be dark around 7 or 7:30, and as soon as we got past San Roque, so I couldn't see the coast on the way, you know, but I knew that we were right on the coast and driving along that area. But I must tell you that Time Magazine, this week, September 4th, has an article written on European drivers. I don't know if this will appear in the States. I imagine so. But what they say about European drivers, absolutely the truth. They are the worst drivers in the world. Americans just can't compare with them. And they have many more serious accidents than we have per capita.